And in the studio, thanks for that, Stuart, we've also got your nephew. Now, we've been building up Rowan Bailey here, who's you don't really need building up. You've in your short life so far, you've become a bit of a speedy star on the track, shall we say?
Yeah.
Is that building you up too much?
No, I don't think so. I think I've done it for quite a large portion of my life.
Yeah.
Since I was 9, I believe, so almost 50% of my life. So
yeah.
I've been living and breathing it for quite a while now. But yeah, I've progressed naturally over the course of the racing career, and I think starting to get up in the racing ladder and competing quite competitively now.
Now we've got Carter in. We've got a Carter by the name of Lachlan Behrman who's come in and he's sponsored by Phoenix FM.
Yeah, yeah.
And has been,
I actually raced against him.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his aim, when you say, okay, where will you go next? Ginetta Juniors. Ginetta Juniors always gets mentioned. And that's where you are. So you've made it up to that level.
Yeah, I think Ginetta Junior is a great package. Obviously, it follows the BTCC, so it's very well publicised, and I think it's ultimately a great package for drivers as well, because they get lots of media coverage, and also it's a great series to be in, because the cars are nice and reliable and even. So it comes down to driver talent, which is always a nice thing, because it means that those who work the hardest get the best results.
And get coverage on TV as well.
Indeed.
Most of the races are live, aren't they, really?
Yeah, dependent on the bulletin, you'll either get one or two races live on the Sunday. I think it's on a rotor, so it will vary from weekend to weekend. But yeah, there's quite a lot of TV coverage, which is nice. You get good stats on the amount of people that are watching as well. So it's nice to know that what you're doing is getting noticed.
I will ask you about your average race weekend, but one thing I must ask as well, because you are there with the BTCC, because you're mixing and mingling with the likes of Jason Plato and Andy Prio, do you actually get the chance to meet them, chat to them, and are they able to mentor you, even just from afar?
It depends, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, I race in the team JHR Developments, and one of the people I race with as a teammate is actually sponsored by Team BMR, which obviously is Jason Plato's team.
Yeah.
So he's heavily involved with them, which is nice to see. So it brings a link into my team as well. And in terms of your driver coaching, as you said, like you say from afar, but you can actually get them in the passenger seat next to you.
Wow.
Giving you pointers. It's great. I have worked with Tom Ingram, who's obviously racing in the BTCC in the Toyota at the moment. And it's great because obviously they're very experienced, and you know that they're highly qualified for that position. And it's really nice to have somebody so well maintained in racing to help you out, really.
And they are experienced, aren't they? Because you've got drivers there way into their 40s still winning championships.
I think also with JHR, in the class above Ginetta Junior, the Ginetta G50s, there's a racing driver called Michael Kane. He's in his 40s, I believe, and he's still winning races, as you say.
Yeah,
so it's great to see, really. It's not an age restrictive sport, in my opinion. I think it's great.
And I mean, the BTCC has changed a lot through the years. I mean, I can remember seeing people like Nigel Mansell actually going into British touring cars after Formula One.
Yeah.
And also, BTCC was a support race for the British Grand Prix in its time as well. It's changed a lot, and building the events around it means that you can get that publicity off the back of people who are, let's face it, are going to watch the touring cars primarily.
Yeah, I mean, of course the main event is the BTCC, but it's still great when you're driving around to see people see people around the banks and surrounding the circuit as well. It's really impressive.
Well, my point, I suppose, as well, is that you can do it on a budget. Unattainable, is it, at your age?
No, not at all. I think it's dependent on how much you're willing to put into it, of course, but in terms of karting, the high-end karting can be just as expensive as a Ginetta Junior Series, so I think it's a great package, and obviously when you're 15, 16, 17, driving a car is always an appealing experience, so it's always a great thing to do, just hop in the car and go for a drive.
Now, a lot of things have changed through the years, primarily, I suppose, the emphasis is always on safety rather than anything else. And there are, I mean, the other thing as well that's changed, there do seem to be more female races about there as well.
I think it's great to see that the genders aren't being discriminated against in racing. I think everybody should have their fair shot, and the driver Sophia Flores won twice at Thruxton, which was impressive to see. So I think it's nice to see a mixture of genders in the racing, really.
Okay, well, look, we will come back. We'll talk plenty more about your average race weekend and other things there as well. And we'll make sure we get a photo of you up on the Phoenix FM website as well. It'll all be there. People know the name to look out for the future as well.
Thanks very much.
Look, thanks very much for joining us. We'll be speaking to you very shortly.
Sure.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Between the Lines on a Saturday afternoon, joined in the studio by someone who has done his fair share of driving and hasn't even got a licence to go on the road because you're not old enough. Hello, Rowan.
Hi there.
And that must be strange. People, when you're trying to explain to them, look, I'm a racing driver, they say, but you haven't even passed your test.
Yeah, I think there's quite a lot of pressure on me to pass first time when I'm 17, if I'm honest with you. I think there'll be quite a lot of raised eyebrows if I don't.
Yes.
But yeah, quite a lot of people are intrigued by that because they wonder, like, how can you drive a car but not on the road legally? And it's actually a racing licence that you do a test for, so you just prove that you can keep a car on a track and there you go.
And we've had a few drivers down here. I mean, Alex Lynn, not so long ago, was down on the breakfast show. I've spoken to Scott Malvern a couple of years or so ago. And all of them seem to be, you've got this attitude, you'd be mad on the road, but all of them seem to be very safe drivers because they know the implications of not driving properly, shall we say.
Yeah, I think the attitude that I always bring to that is to be able to drive like a maniac on a track, I need to be able to get there.
Yeah.
So I need my license and I need my car, so I'll drive safely on the road until I can go crazy. And then and then that's it.
And you've got the opportunity to put your foot down legally.
Yeah, I do. It's a great experience, really, because you don't have to worry about road safety or anything. It's just like high octane racing, really. It's brilliant. It's so competitive, and it really stimulates me when I get to do it, because it's all, I've got a very competitive streak in me, and it really does fulfill me there.
But then there's the disappointment. I mean, I suppose your average race weekend, then you start with qualifying, you're getting the setup right, and I mean, how does that work? Have you got teammates that you might be able to learn from?
Normally the average way it would pan out is you do at least one test leading up to a round, so you've got an idea of where the circuit goes, left, rights and so on.
Yeah.
And then you'll do a Friday test where you'll have around 50 minutes on track, so that's where you can again refine and get your setup right. That would be the Friday. And then on Saturday you'd normally have a warm up early in the morning, sort of qualifying around lunchtime, and then you'll have your first race that evening around 6 o'clock. So obviously you start where you've qualified, and then dependent on where you finish in that race is where you'll start on the Sunday for your lunchtime race.
And do you run with ballast or anything?
There's not so much balance, but there's a minimum weight that has to be met of the driver and the car, so that there's no inequalities between bigger and smaller drivers. So I think I've about 40 kilograms of lead in my passenger seat.
Right.
And yeah, that makes me up to the weight, so it's fair between everybody.
Yeah, because you've got, and you've probably got drivers who start the series when they're what, 14, 15?
Yeah.
And in the space of two years, have really shot up.
Yeah, there's some quite impressively sized drivers, to be honest. I think the commentators refer to one of my teammates as 6 foot Senna over the commentary, because he is a large person, and it's like you've got to try and be fair to these people, and so everybody weighs the same.
And is that Senna Proctor?
Yeah, that's Senna Proctor.
Who, I've got to ask, why is his name Senna?
Were
his parents a fan?
I don't know, they might have been. I think it must have set him up quite well for a racing career.
Yeah. It does, if your name's Senna, you've got to be expected to do well. God dear. Well, look, it's going to be busy. You've got Snetterton coming up as your next race, but you've got some testing as well to keep your hand in.
Over the summer, there's a 5 or 6 week break over the summer between the Croft round and the Snetterton round.
Yeah.
So obviously to try and keep your skills up and keep you behind the wheel as often as possible, you do lots of test days at various tracks. It's always nice because it means that you don't have to necessarily worry about the racing. You can just really perfect your driving technique and really attack the track without having to worry about overtaking or having expectations almost as well. So it's a really fun experience because you can just make the most out of every second, and it's really nice and therapeutic for your brain as well, because it's just about perfection. It's great.
And does it? Have you got simulations of the tracks?
Yeah. There's quite a few simulators that you can go to. There's one at Silverstone called iZone. There's a one that I often go in called ProSim, and they often run off of a program called R Factor, and you can download the tracks, and they're normally laser scans, so they're very accurate.
Yeah.
And then they have the Ginetta Junior car, and they can change setup and everything. It's crazy how far technology's come these days. It really is quite impressive, and it's convenient as well, because rather than go 4 hours north to get to Croft, I can go an hour north and go to a simulator instead. Yeah. So it's very advantageous as well.
Great stuff. Well, look, your ultimate dream then, well, I suppose ultimately getting into Formula One, but
yeah.
British touring cars would be a good second, would it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think I just want to race at the pinnacle of what I can do, really.
Yeah.
I think Formula One and the BTCC alike are both very competitive, so ultimately I'll be happy in any of them.
Yeah.
Racing is racing.
And there's some great racing
going on. Yeah.
Yeah. In Ginetta Juniors as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to be said.
Yeah.
Oh, well, look, thanks very much for coming in. Now, if people want to follow you on Twitter...
Yeah. My at is at Rowan Racing.
And you've got a new website out as well, have you? Has it been officially launched yet?
It's not fully developed yet. Right. It's close to the finishing stages, but I would advise going onto it in a few months, maybe 1 month. It's rowanbaileyracing.com.
Okay. Well, look, what I'll do, I'll put the details on our website anyway.
Yeah.
And then if anyone wants to find out more and follow you, because in a month or so's time, we'd have had Snetterton as well.
Yeah, we would. Hopefully pushing towards the front of the grid and getting my name up there.
Great stuff. Well, look, thanks for coming in and seeing us.
Thanks for having me.
Hope to see you soon.
Thanks.
Cheers. Thanks for that.